Benton Parish Council update. Thank you to everyone who came along to the recent community celebration event. It was great to see so many local groups alongside members of Benton Parish Council. Reports from the event and other information are available on the Parish Council website, where you can also find the latest updates, including details of forthcoming road closures. Two dates for your diary, both at Sunnyside and the Parish Hall. On Saturday the 6th of June, the Benton RAF Benton Play Day 2026, a free event run by the Oxfordshire Play Association. On Saturday the 20th of June, SaxoFest are hosting a one-day saxophone music festival with free activities until 5 p.m. and a ticketed show in the evening. Here is a summary of the Chairman's report. The past year in Benton has been busy. Development north of the village continues, increasing its population. There is still no confirmed opening date for the relief road. Thames Water has built a new section of network to increase foul water capacity and ease drainage issues. Contractors use part of Sunnyside as a base and have extended the perimeter path alongside Hale Road. The Environment Agency has completed renewal work on the Benton Lock Weir, allowing the Thames Path to Wallingford to reopen. OCC is developing a mobility hub at the Benton Marina bus stops to support sustainable travel. We will share the plans when received. Using CIL funding, we are progressing several projects, including a refresh of the Rivermead site. We are hoping to reinstate the paddling pool that has been on the site since 1950, alongside other improvements. As legislation has hugely changed, we are working to agree a compliant solution where possible. The Pavilion project aims to create a new facility, primarily for young people, following the loss of the youth hub. We will consult the community once designs are developed. Cuckoo Pen is being revamped. We cleared debris, four skips, and are creating a quiet, reflective space. We have created a pond overlook on the new Millbrook Mead walkway. We have given up the lease on the old youth hall. It is now run by the Benshed Community Shed charity. We hosted village events, including Remembrance Day, a VE Day event on Sunnyside, and a Christmas light switch on, which we hope to expand this year. We continue to run quarterly councillor surgeries. Regarding road safety, a group is exploring options. A speed watch group is monitoring hotspots. We have purchased an ANPR camera, and five speed indicator devices are now in place. The Public Art Sundial trial is progressing, with installations planned at Bertie Westfield and the Aldridge Triangle later this year. We are exploring solar panels for the Parish Hall roof, along with two EV chargers. We continue to work with housing developers to secure the transfer and management of green spaces to Benton PC. Day-to-day work continues, maintaining green spaces and recreation areas, inspecting parks, managing speed devices and defibrillators, emptying bins, and planting in new village planters. We have donated £12,000 in grant monies to local charitable organisations. We have resisted further speculative development and fought a recent public inquiry that ruled in our favour. Thank you to our staff and councillors for their continued hard work and support for our community.